Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Today is the day of our live session when we're going to join together to activate a powerful technology of ascension. I'm so happy to share with you everything that's been happening in downloading this new technology of sovereign ascension and how you can receive it at different levels and activate that for yourself. So if you are here, you can come on camera. It's always good to see you. Nice to see you, Dawn. Nice to see you, Jess. If you don't want to have your camera on, of course, that's completely fine. But please say hi in the chat, as I love to, you know, get to know you. Let me know where you are tuning in from now. And so we can feel the grid that we are creating together. So I know that some of you are new to my work, so welcome. And we also have some Pantel students here. Nice to see you, Dawn and Robin. And I saw as well Yancy from the Pantel and Desiree. It's so nice to see you. Nice to see you, Tunde, here. Wonderful. Let me know how you're doing and where you are tuning in from. So as we ground into the space together, I'm going to share with you what's going to happen during this hour and how you can make the most of it. And you are going to be so happy and excited about this. And I can tell you that this morning, I was so electrified. I was doing my hair and my makeup, downloading even more about this transmission and how to give you guys so much more than anticipated and how to make it a harmonic ascension movement that is really embodied and that is really kind of grounding now. So I'm super excited because as I was downloading that, honestly, in the last 15 minutes, I was like, should I do this? Should I do this? It feels like a little bit like happening all of a sudden, but of course, yes. Of course, yes, because all of it was coming from me being so connected to you guys, so connected to this transmission and to the movement that, of course, it is coming from the highest level of source consciousness, my own infinite self. And we are going to share that with you and you're going to love it because it involves different level of participation, of engagement, and there's going to be something for everyone. If you are keen to receive, my loves, you are going to receive and be spoiled, okay? Let me have a look in the chat. Many people are now in the Telegram group. We have nearly 200 people. I think we are at 197, so this is super exciting. I'm so, so, so happy. Nice to see you. Oh, Emily also here from the portal. Yes. So good to see you here. Nice to see you, Elest from Sydney. And we have Robin and Yancy as well from the portal. And Anna, nice to see you, Anna. I received your email, Anna. It's good to see you, Anna, also inside the portal from Brisbane. Sandy from the UK and David, yeah, New Zealand. It's good to see you here. Julie as well, you here, my love. Yay, Julie as well from the portal. We have many of my portal students. That's wonderful because, guys, you know that this technology of ascension is next level. We have started sharing here inside the portal, and it's going to be so much more refined for you, and you're going to receive so much more, as I have shared in the last transmission 2 days ago. So nice to see you as well, Abby. From the US. Okay, everyone, as we join in together here, I would love to invite you to just drop in with me to create this sacred space all together. And we're just going to drop through breath. And if you're driving, that's okay. Keep your eyes open. Just feel it into your heart. We just come into presence in stillness by observing the breath and exhaling deeply all together. And then we're going to inhale from the bottom of the spine to the heart center and pause halfway. Then from the heart to the crown of the head and pose. Then exhale deeply. Let's do this again. Feel the energy moving from the bottom of the spine to the heart and pose. Feel your heart expand. And then from the heart to the crown of the head and pose. And then feel your consciousness expand. And then exhale deeply. And one more time, perceive this energy as a light moving from the bottom of the spine to your heart center, halfway on the inhale. Feel your heart illuminated by this light. And then again, from the heart to the crown of the head, and feel your consciousness illuminated by this light. And exhale deeply. Come back to your breath and feel how much more still you are within your body. And then open your eyes. So the harmonic ascension is something that has been brewing in my field for many years. If you have been with me for a long time, you know that my teachings have tremendously evolved since I really started going fully in my spiritual offerings, right? I started as yoga teacher, massage therapist, psychic healer, Reiki practitioner, doing all of these like cosmic surgeries with not even knowing it was cosmic surgeries. And I did that for many years and I absolutely loved it. But there was always something inside of me. Oh my God, it's coming. There's something more. There's something more. There was a pivotal point when I started transcending the Arcturians, which was 4 to 5 years ago, something like that. When I started transcending the Arcturians, I was fully activated in my galactic blueprints. My channeling abilities and psychic abilities exploded to levels I could never anticipate before. And I knew like trans channeling is really life-changing. I'm here to be doing so much more of that. But it was still the beginning. And today is still another beginning. There's so many beginnings, right? It's a continuation of movements. And after transitioning the Arcturians, I was so much more reactivated in my mission. And I decided to go fully in. It was at the same time when my mom got sick, my mom passed away. And then I went into the grief portal and there was COVID. So to me, all of that was part of this timeline that was really offered to me by source and my own infinite self to be able to dive fully into my body of work. I downloaded the fractal limbic system. I started teaching so much more about galactic, you know, galactic connection and channeling, soul connection, soul embodiment. I would do so many things around past lives as well, like past lives. Oh my God, I love past lives. Do you like to work on past lives and ancient civilizations more specifically? Because it to this day is still one of my favorite things to do, right? So I started kind of like being really excited about all the things and calling people into this program and that program. And I created a different program, different school, different movements, and all of it was just coming out of excitement, and all of it were pieces of a bigger puzzle. And I'm sharing this with you because I know that a lot of you, if not all of you here, you know that you were born for something. And at times, even if you're already doing it, you know that there are, it's not maybe quite that yet. You're really wondering, oh my God, what's more? I feel like I'm so spiritual. I'm doing all the things. At times, I forget to do all the things. Like, at times, I'm super spiritual and I do like my spiritual practices and my mantras, and I feel so connected, so turned on, so channel, like I channel, and oh my God, I like basically figure it out. And then I don't know what happened. And then I feel so disconnected again. I feel like so lost. I have doubts. I wonder about my worth. I wonder about my voice. What's blocking me? What's stopping me? And the matrix system and the demons. And oh my God, life is so intense. And we wonder, we really wonder, will I, when will I crack the code? I remember saying that to some friends, in the spiritual world as well. It's like, I feel like I'm about to crack the code. I don't even know what that means, but I just feel it. I don't know how to express it. But I'm sharing this with you because we crack the code or uncode by moving, by doing things, not by waiting to have a clear sign that now is the time to invest my time, my energy, my money into this because I have the proof. Like literally, God sent me a note overnight saying, yes, invest in this, create that, and this is going to be like 10x return in the next 2 weeks. Like, would that be good? I don't know. I think it would ruin the poetic expression of our soul's light. It would ruin the fun because we had to figure it out as we move. And so this is what I did. I launched so many things, and I thought that they were going to be the things, especially the pathways. I started launching two pathways, and I'm like, there are four pathways. The number four has always been there, And then I launched, and then I crashed. I had like another mini burnout, like midlife crisis. I was like, oh my God, what's happening? This is not it. I hate my life in Wellington. Then I started traveling. That was 2 and a half years ago. But during the time, I kept doing it. I never said no to my mission. I never considered going back into the 9-to-5 workforce that I never fit in to start with. I never considered giving up. Only there was no clarity. There was just the depth of the human experience cracking me open. And as I kept going, this flame inside of me, this devotion 100%, godly, could only grow stronger. I surrendered. I learned to have unshakable faith in God. I left everything, sold half of my things, started traveling to India and Bali and so on. But I was still teaching. I was still sharing programs. They were a little bit here, a little bit there. I was still giving everything I could with what I had. And all of that led me to creating more and continuing connecting with people. And I know that some of you have been, learning from me, receiving from me inside programs or just like, on the outside for many years, you have watched me. And two of you recently told me, like one person that has been like that in and out for about 4 years now, they told me, like, when it comes to channeling and galactic, you're really the crème de la crème. Like we could not find better than you. I was like, oh, really? Is this how you see me? Like, fuck yeah, thank you. And then I met another lady when I was in Ibiza, and she attended the retreat that I was spontaneously invited to attend. I had no idea when I, decided to book a trip to Ibiza that that would happen. My high council told me Ibiza is going to be life-changing. You must go. And so many things happened. I facilitated a dragon quest. My sister came. I had so many extraordinary experiences, and I was invited at that retreat. And after a workshop, an extraordinary lady came to me, and she says, this quote that says, when you are ready, the teacher comes. I never really understood it. I always felt that there was a mentor for me. There was someone for me that was going to come and change my life. And I know it's you. As soon as you started speaking, there was this resonance, and I knew it was you. You are my person. You are my teacher. Like, how can I work with you? How can I be with you? And at that retreat, many people came and they said, oh my God, like you really stood out. Like the way you teach, it really landed. And why do I share this? Because that was a pivotal moment for me into really anchoring this. It's like inner knowing that we have, that we are a unique fractal of God here to bring something special into the world. Yet we also feel that we're not necessarily special. We're so human, like we're so like not perfect, not enlightened. And so there is this dance that we all experience into feeling that there is something special we are here to bring into the world. We are sovereign beings of God. We are here to really, truly have it all. We are here to experience like full on love on all levels and really connect with people and not just a tribe, but humanity as a whole and live in paradise. We live heaven on earth and we feel like we have a mission to bring and we're not quite sure what it is. And so there is this that we need to own. our unique sovereignty, our unique access to God, the way that God flows through us in a unique way, because it's who you are. There's no one like you in the entire universe, because yes, there are many other parallel versions of you and alternate versions of you. There's only one you that's listening to me now, wearing this, you know, that had the morning you had and that has the, you know, the life that you have. There is only you. So God is expressing itself through you in a unique way. And you know that, you can feel that. You can also feel that you have so many lives on planet Earth. You know, you're so drawn into galactics. You're so connected. You like, you want to know about the galactics, who you are, what's your star family. And you want to know more about dragons and mermaids and unicorns and fairies, and you believe they are real, and you're like, where are my people? I feel like the alien in the room. I don't belong anywhere. I'm the woo-wack in my family. It's like, well, this is the space. No, our time has come. And so there is this that I really want you to feel into now, that this understanding that you are completely unique. There is no one like you, and that therefore there is a sense of responsibility that we can feel into finally breaking free from our own limitation and conditioning, preventing God's light to fully express itself into this world. It's our responsibility to do the inner work. It's our responsibility to show up and to keep moving, even though we don't know, and especially if we don't know. And I'm going to share about this in this transmission. And on the other hand, the other side of this equation is having the utmost level of humility in very much realizing that, yes, we are incredible, unique fractal of God, and we are also on a path like everyone else, like myself, and that we are journeying alongside extraordinary other humans, other fractals of God, learning how to weave together, learning how to create, how to love, and how to freaking change the world. Because you and I, we didn't come here to fit into this world. This world is outdated. This world is blah. This world is boring. I mean, this world created pretty awesome things. Like, I love this new top. I love this beautiful necklace that I got in Ibiza. I love this beautiful app. So this world created beautiful things, but we can continue creating beautiful things and activate the highest timeline of the fifth dimension on the planet. And you are here for that. I'm here for that. We are here for harmonic ascension. And so now, after all of these years of different teachings, different realities, you know, adjusting my pillars, my offerings, and so on. Now it is really stabilized. The portal has been running for over a year now. And we have had some students who joined from day one, who have signed up for a second year inside the portal. And we have more people join. I just offer 4 scholarships to the portal. And the portal is really moving into a high-end program. So I'm going to share about that later so you are aware, because I want like this transmission to be really to activate harmonic ascension, but also you know what's going on, right? So there's clarity. And the portal has birthed the Dragon Quest, because I will share with you the technology of harmonic ascension and how the portal and the Dragon Quest fit into that, how the Telegram channel fit into that, how you can receive at the highest, depending on the level of investment, of devotion, of seriousness that you have, that you want to embody about your ascension and your service to humanity. Okay, so I am here to really activate and create this movement. And this movement, the name finally landed a few months ago, and then I sat with it, I meditated on it, I really was with the frequency of this movement of harmonic ascension. Because I am never here to tell people what to do. Still to this day, people ask me if they can eat meat to ascend. And I'm like, I just like, you do you, love. Like, I have my own opinions. I have things that I think about, but ultimately, as a teacher and as a mentor, I know very well that what my human blueprints enjoys and what my human still believes and things like that is not everyone's templating. So I'm not going to tell you what to eat. I'm going to tell you, channel your own infinite self, feel through the feelings of interoception, what feels aligned to you, but also be brave, change, experience different ways of eating, as an example. I'm not going to tell you either what the proper Divine Union template is. There are many templates of Divine Union. There are many templates of soul's expression. There are as many templates of soul signatures expression as there are people on planet Earth. Let that land. So the way your soul is meant to express itself in this world is going to be different from everyone else. And that is both very liberating, ultimate freedom and sovereignty, and also quite scary, because where is the manual? How do I know that I'm just gonna ascend because I'm not sure? I need to be sure. And this is when harmonic ascension comes. Yeah, because here is the thing. If we go to a religion or a guru, and they tell you this is the manual, that is not sovereign ascension. That is horizontal plugging into inverted matrix system. When you come to me, on the other hand, we show you a technology that connects you back to you continuously through this quantum feedback loop. We teach you how to activate your own connection to God and God's self. And that goes along remembering who you are on a multidimensional level, which is fucking awesome and sexy. I love to know about my Arcturian self, about my Syrian self, about my dragon self. I love to know about myself in ancient civilizations, the things that I did, and how that actually, you know, I was already on purpose there. It's serving me now, sharing this with you. We show you how to connect with your own High Council of Light, this extraordinary collective of advanced beings of the light that are here to guide you, to protect you, to support you, because you know what? You are the ambassador of that High Council. So you are no less than advanced beings of the light. On the opposite, you are more because you have the body. So you are the one that can pick up the phone, that can write an email, that can sign up to the portal, that can sign up to an offering helping you launch your business into the world. So you are the one that can basically work on yourself with the body and therefore draw this powerful mission into life. Because you are a channel. We are all channels of light. I demystify channeling continuously. We are all channels. And through harmonic ascension, you don't need someone to tell you what to eat, at what time to go to bed, and what to do with your freaking life, like a child or like a teenager, because this is who we have been trained to be. We have been trained to be slaved, enslaved, and slaves to gurus and religion who tell us how to find God. If you're a very good little girl, then yes, God will be happy and you will ascend and your family will be safe. Ugh. Ugh. Makes me want to vomit. No. The more you are outrageously you, in integrity with your soul's light, the more you will feel so embodied that you're actually going to relax. You're going to relax in the knowing that you are freaking doing it. You don't need to be anyone else than you. You don't need to do anything that is not part of your blueprint, but it does not mean, I know that's going to be annoying, it does not mean that you don't need to do things that you don't like, that you don't need to push at time, that you don't need to walk outside of your comfort zone to open up your wings and fly, not knowing what's going to happen. Actually, that is the way. That is the way to sovereignty. Sovereignty is never staying in the comfort zone created by boxes that we drag from the past that were placed in our field by ourselves most of the time, by society, our beloved family members, inverted matrix system, and so on. So with this system of harmonic ascension, we create a technology that allows you to move organically, to move and to really feel that you are, yes, every single moment that you spend on this earth, you know that you are doing it, but you also know that there is something more, that you can share more, that you can shine more, that you can activate more. And why? Because we are infinite beings, because we are eternal, because we are so powerful beyond measure that there is always something more. And our world starts like this, with, you know, like horses, like this. And this is what we can see. And then we go through awakening, and it opens up, and it opens up, and it opens up. And then what our consciousness cracks open, what happens is like, oh, too much, too intense. I'm lost. I don't know what to do. It's really intense out there. And what do? But only we have seen, we know within ourselves that, wow, there's so much to learn about myself, about my mission, about all of it. And we just don't know how to navigate that. So harmonic ascension movement is there for that. It is there for that. And I'm going to share with you the pillars of harmonic ascension. And I'm going to announce how you can activate these pillars. And there's going to be different level of engagement, right? So for the people who are ready to invest and are serious about the ascension and really want to get to know themselves, the galactic blueprint, the high council of light, co-create with dragons, moksha dragons, move as dragons, and to really work on expanding their soul mission. Yes, there will be, of course, the portal is there, but there will be other levels possible as well to engage and to really activate this technology if the portal is not there aligning with you right now. Okay, so it is great because we always need to have something that we can expand into, and having greater level of support and access to me also come with the devotion and the engagement that you can give, you know, into your ascension journey. We work with the numerology 4 because 4 creates the technology of ascension, sovereign ascension. So we have 4 pillars, and I always see it, you know, I see it visually and spaciously. So when the 4 pillars are activated, you know, front 2, back 2, they create a square. This square is literally the foundation, the ground, right? And when we activate these 4 pillars and this square is there, what happens is like, this is the pyramid. A pyramid gets activated around us, and the tip of the pyramid connects us directly to God's source. So it kind of like seals our connection of our own direct access to source consciousness. And through this, so the tip is here, and the corners are there if you want. And then our pillar of light is present within this crystalline pyramid. And so it means that channeling our oversoul network, or like our infinite self, if you prefer, or higher self, becomes so much easier. And we get to connect to the ninth dimensional field of a high council of light, co-creating with our soul mission all the way to God's source. So it's like an ancient pyramid. It's very cool. Upward pyramid. And also, an inverted pyramid gets created where now these 4 pillars that we activate become also the foundation of this pyramid that goes all the way to the heart womb of Gaia. And what does it mean? It means that finally our souls has the capacity to be turned on fully. Our soul's light feels so safe because we learn how to co-create with Gaia. With Gaia as the most advanced consciousness of this current realm, because Gaia is the most advanced master of this reality. She creates all life. There would not be anything, not even our phone, if Mama Gaia was not there. Everything is Gaia. And as we connect this inverted pyramid through the harmonic ascension technology, it means that it is so much freaking easier to take a big breath and to be happy on earth. Because let me know in the comment if at times being in the body has felt quite challenging for you. I know it has for me. For a long time, I was like, can I go back out there, please? I just don't really think I'm vibing here with Earth. Like, I mean, like, it's all right, but I would be much happier with no body over there. And yet the body stays. And I'm like, okay, if the body stays, then I should stay too. And we have felt so many challenges from the body, like the pain, the heart aches, the back that's sore, and like all of these digestive problems and these headaches and whatever happens in the body. And not only that, but it's been challenging for a lot of us, the aliens in the room, to be connected to Gaia and humanity as a whole. We see what's happening out there in the world, the destruction of the environment, the way we treat animals and the forest, and we want to cry, and we cry. I know that many of you are so connected to Gaia that you feel Gaia crying at time. I know that for many years, I would go to my mom and I would say, just the earth is crying. The earth is so much pain. It was really challenging for me. It's why when I was little, I already wanted to be vegan. I just could not, but I would eat animals and I would hear them scream in my head and cry in my head. It was so intense. My whole body would go in shock at times because of the intensity. And this technology also help us to be so connected to our mission and our purpose that it is easier to feel that what is happening out there in the world is meant to be, even though it fucking sucks, even though it's horrendous and challenging and scary. We are so stabilized in ourselves that we can reach a certain level of, it's like loving compassion woven with detachment that is necessary for us to keep going no matter what, and to believe and see and perceive the highest timeline and to co-create from that frequency. So when you have the upward pyramid and the downward pyramid created, what shape does it create? Oh, a beautiful, sexy crystal of ascension. And this technology of a diamond shape allows us to be fully connected to our own pillar of light, fully protected as well, and really unshakable. And here is the thing, is that today I'm going to share with you these four pillars and how they work. And I'm going to send an invitation that you're going to absolutely love because I want to actually facilitate a proper long activation with cosmic surgeries to help you energetically activate that and feel that around you. But this technology does not work if we don't work with it consciously. It's just like if you don't charge your phone, the phone is still there, but it does not work. This technology needs us to work with it. Otherwise, it's just there, not doing anything. So this technology gets activated through four pillars. And these four pillars weave together. And each of these four pillars within itself has four pillars as well. So it's like, four everywhere. And harmonic ascension is a movement. So it means that it is a movement of souls coming together and choosing as sovereign being to live and embody their full sovereignty, their full uniqueness, and to live as such completely, unapologetically. And in this movement is what the Telegram channel is becoming. Yay! Telegram channel was born. I was sick as a dog for an entire month, completely knocked out. And yet I downloaded and I still moved. I created a Telegram channel when I was pretty sick. It was before Lionsgate portal. I could feel so much energy coming. I thought, I really want to share some support, energetic support with my community for Lionsgate portal. And then we did it and I loved it. And then Lionsgate portal came and I was supposed to close the channel. And I was like, no, I don't feel like it. It was a test to see if Oh my God, like, yes, my energy is really loving this. Like, my soul is really loving this. And it's also practical for me to do it. And yes, it's a huge success. And no, there's no freaking way I'm closing the Telegram channel. Thank you very much. But it needs upgrading. And so the Telegram channel is going to be the online temple where we work, where we share with these pillars, where we share about harmonic ascension, when we draw from this technology to inspire you. And the Telegram channel will be the online temple. In my heart and soul, I know that I'm going to open physical temples around the planet, and there will be harmonic ascension physical temples. And the first one is going to happen in Wellington. So if you're in New Zealand, you will be very happy to know that I'm activating my service in New Zealand again, which I kind of just like put in a blank space for a while, but that's going to happen. Yay! So the first physical temple of harmonic ascension will open in 2026. Fuck yeah, I'm so excited. The Telegram channel will be the online temple. And in this online temple, we're going to share some short practices and downloads and inspiration and prayers and things that you can do to activate more of your own harmonic ascension to help you, work with these different pillars so you can channel your own infinite self, so you can move as a dragon, so you can co-create with your High Council of Light and expand through your soul mission already. So if you want harmonic ascension, the movement is like the field. And the field is shared inside our Telegram channel. Okay. Now, people who want to actually build and be in the embodiment of that are the ones that are joining the portal. Inside the portal is the place where we learn the embodiment of that. When we build the structure together, you and me as your mentor. And so the portal has shifted and is going to be more and more refined into every month we share a theme that is woven within that. And it has quantum journeys, it has cosmic surgeries, we have trance channeling session, like close mentoring, it's like close proximity program. Like 2 days ago, we shared about the fairies and how to co-create with the fairies and what are the fairies was mind-blowing. I don't know if you liked it inside the portal, but I have been doing my rituals at night with the water, and I've been doing that for my daughters. And oh my God, the dreams and the downloads, the things that are happening in nature, I can tell you it is magical out of this world. And so the fairies, they are embedded in the third pillar as part of Gaia's High Council. So you see, like, there are different levels of devotion, of commitment that you can give yourself in terms of your sovereign ascension through the art of channeling. People who are not ready to join the portal, but they already want to work more closely with me, for that we have the Dragon Quest. The Dragon Quest in itself is the entire second pillar of this technology of ascension. So in the Dragon Quest, like, is how to move as a dragon, and also doing interdimensional grid work with the Moksha dragon. So it is also woven, of course, into reawakening our dragon codes as part of our infinite self, into channeling them and expanding our mission because we do interdimensional grid work with them. It's so potent. The Dragon Quest has a life on its own. It's completely taken, it's taken like to yet another level. And people inside the portal receive the second pillar, because it is part of, part of this technology of ascension. And inside the Telegram channel, I'm going to share with you, after I share these four pillars now, I'm going to share with you inside the Telegram channel how you can already activate that. I have a very special little challenge happening with some gifts and offerings for people who participate. So it's going to be great. If you are interested in joining the portal, do it now, because the price is going to go up end of October. Okay. Now it is 7,000. It's going to go up to 12,000. It's moving into proper high-end program. Okay. Just come and find me. We can chat. The four pillars of harmonic ascension. Harmonic ascension becomes this technology of ascension as we move through these different pillars. And as we move through life, learning how to embody and co-create with these pillars and as we feel them in our field. And so pillar one of harmonic ascension is channeling the infinite self. Channeling the infinite self means being so connected to our soul that we feel that we have our own back. It's the embodiment of being the angel of a human. It is being able to continuously draw the energy back to ourselves and say, well, what does my soul have to say about this? What does my soul think about eating meat or traveling to Ibiza or things like that? And it is learning using discernment what our soul truly says to you and speaks to us, what our infinite self wants us to channel, wants us to know, rather than our limited minds, our old programmings, what our mom says, or what our friend says we can or we cannot do, and things like that. It's a big one. So this first pillar of channeling the infinite self has four pillars within itself too. And the first one is stillness as the superconductor. This is quantum physics. And I have talked about that a lot as part of the timeline architect. So stillness as the superconductor is understanding that everything happens in the now moment. And it is really all the teachings about mindfulness and presence. It is that there is only the now that exists, and that when we are fully connected in stillness in ourselves, we are so connected to our infinite self that the answers are just right there. We just don't need to look for them. It's just right there. And in stillness, we have so much energy that we can move as dragons effortlessly, or more or less effortlessly. You know, we're learning. So stillness is the first pillar of the first pillar. The second pillar is interoception. And I love interoception because this is the ability to channel our body. It is literally feeling our body, feeling our liver speaking, oh, like I could do with a little detox right there. It is our body saying, like, now I feel very, 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 so much into an integration chamber of some upgrades going on. I really need you to like hands off everything and lie down for an hour or two, listen to that music and just allow the body to recalibrate. Or on the other hand, interoception is the ability to channel the body at such an extent that we know that we don't want to do something, but that the body needs to. Such as, for example, getting our ass to the gym, going for a run, walking in nature, and actually exercising the body when we feel so exhausted. Because the body knows very well that as it's a divine intelligence, that as we move, even if we don't want to, as we exercise, as we eat differently, oh, you know, I love meat, or I love sugar, or I love my little coffee, or I love my little things, the body says no. And interoception, the second pillar, is our ability to channel that. Okay, so we can make conscious choices and follow that guidance. The third pillar of channeling the infinite self is our unique soul signature expression. Oh, and that is a big one in itself. That has been very big for me because my soul signature expression is so, I'm so multidimensional that at times I'm very introvert and at times I'm very extrovert. At times I love going out to a good old dark rave party and then some techno and psytrance all night long. And at night I just want to see no one and be in silence in the forest and please do not disturb my space. My soul signature expression ravels in writing, automatic writing, not so much in drawing, but my soul signature expression has been banging at the door for singing in light language and expressing my voice differently. Our soul signature expression is literally our artistry, how we share our soul with the world. And it is so multidimensional that we might want to do through cooking or painting or pottery or running or singing or whatever. And that is part of our sovereignty. That is part of our ascension. All of it is welcome in the field. And that's a big one. because it is literally integrating different aspects of ourselves. And I'm very big on this. You would have perceived, especially if you have been with me for a long time, the shift that have happened in my soul signature expression over the last few years, like I would say months and year. I reintegrated that the party girl in me. I reintegrated the like cheeky, sexy, kinky one. I reintegrated the one that is really bold and that speaks more boldly. I also have worked on integrated a soul signature expression that my human did not want to have, which was femininity, divine feminine embodiment, softness, gentleness, understanding what femininity is and how I can embody more of that. So soul signature expression in itself is a huge pillar in this first pillar. And then the fourth pillar of channeling our infinite self comes as discernment. And again, with this one, we could discuss a lot, but you know, discernment is like, is this coming from me? Is this really me channeling this for my infinite self? Or is this me channeling this for my high council of light? Or is it not? How do I make the difference, Sandrine? Practice, practice, practice. Learn, receive from me. I'm all about that. I'm a master at teaching that. Join the portal. We go even deeper there. This is part of the game, right? So all of these pillars are here, and I'm sharing that with you. And in the next, as I will share something juicy that's coming up for us inside the Telegram channel, I will help you feel how to activate these pillars and how to be very present with them. Okay? So that is the first pillar, channeling the infinite self. We have stillness, interoception, soul signature expression, and discernment. The second pillar is to move as a dragon. And moving as a dragon, the first pillar is gigantic heart, bold bravery. We move, we move, we move. It's scary, great, let's be brave. We move with unshakable faith. That is literally the embodiment of the universe has my back. We believe that. Do we live as such? Hardly. Ooh. What if I don't have money tomorrow? What if I never meet my person? What if God has forgotten about me? Oh, God has forgotten about me because I only have shitty things happening in my life. So it must be my past lives, or it must be that psychic attack from that person, or is an inverted matrix system. No, we dismantled all of that in this technology. No freaking happening under my watch. No victimhood. Unshakable faith. Everything is happening for me, not to me. And the last pillar of moving as a dragon is a touch of crazy, because let's bring the crazy back, because being normal is boring. You are not here to be normal. Some of us, we dream to dance naked under the moon and all together with soul sisters. For some of us, we just want to go and be like the 40, 50, 60, whatever year old woman that's outrageously dancing in a rave party with 20 year old something around. It's like, oh, me. Whatever your touch of crazy is, be crazy. For me now, being crazy is like, I'm going to eat a carrot cake because it's full of sugar and often non-vegan, and have a cocktail. Ooh, I'm going crazy. Yeah. One of the reasons, one of the things. But going crazy is also saying, I'm going to book a trip for destination between Europe and the States in 1 month. That's crazy. Like the jet lags, the money, the time, the energy, what is going to happen. Like that's crazy. That's good crazy. So that's the second pillar. Moving as a dragon. Gigantic heart, bold bravery, unshakable faith, and a touch of crazy. And then we have the third pillar of harmonic ascension. The third pillar of harmonic ascension is something that you're going to love, that a lot of people want, because it is connecting to a high council of light. That is just so freaking good. Because in the third pillar, what do? We learn how to channel and co-create with our high council of light. But it is not just channeling them. It is actually freaking co-creating as an equal to them, as an ambassador to them. And we learn about, one, galactic connections. We learn also about the angelic realms. We're going to go deeper into that inside the portal with ascended masters, the ones that have walked the path before us on planet Earth, such as Isis, Babaji, you know, Jesus Christ, so on, Ascended Masters. And then we have Gaia's High Council. We just had a transmission from the fairy world, and there are many other realms inside Gaia's High Council that we can explore inside the portal. So we go deep there, because inside the portal, it's the art of channeling. And this is really like this pillar is really like, so juicy there, right? Because we channel our High Council of Light, and we can see who sits there. Who is at your High Council of Light? How do you co-create with them? Do they speak as one voice? You want to get to know a little bit more precisely? This is an art we cultivate. That is the third pillar. Galactics, ancient civilization like Ascended Masters, Angelic Realms, and Gaia's High Council. Okay? And then we have the fourth pillar. And the fourth pillar is the one that we can also find a bit tricky at times in terms of how do I know I'm doing it? Which is expanding through a soul mission. And why do I say expanding through a soul mission? Because our soul mission stretches us open. Our soul mission expands us. Our soul mission will never say, stay very comfortable in your home. Do not invest in yourself. Do not change your routine. It's going to go anywhere. The soul mission says the opposite. Open, move as a dragon, co-create with your High Council. Let's bring this force. This force, this template that's going to revolutionize humanity and change everything through you. And the four pillars inside expanding into through our soul mission is that first, it is our everyday life. A lot of people don't understand that our everyday life is literally our soul mission embedded in our everyday life. So how do we work around that? Then it is our community, the people we are here to serve, who is here to receive from us. How do we connect with them? Who are they? Where do we find each other? Where do we find our family? You guys, you're my family. Harmonic Ascension is a family. This is literally like that angle, that pillar within this fourth pillar. A lot of us, we activate our soul mission because we come in community, because we finally meet all of the other aliens, hybrids, multidimensional people in the room. We come together, right? And we feel so freaking good. We are home. Finally, we have a space where we belong. And Harmonic Ascension is this. I want you to feel that you belong here, you know, as the extraordinary, unique human that you are. Then the third pillar is your dreams. And the dreams, here we talk about the seeds planted in our heart by our soul, the things that we dream about. And we learn to reactivate those dreams. We learn to reactivate the visions, but we also talk about some like dream at night. And we're going to go into that inside the portal very soon. We're going to learn like more dreams interpretation and weaving with our dreams at night, like conscious dreaming and things like that to change timeline. It's very powerful. I've never taught that. Next month inside the portal, technologies of dreams. Potent, especially following this month on the fairies, because as you were inside the portal, you know, we learned that the fairies work. There's a category of fairies, a family of fairies that work with weaving dreams into reality. So when we work in the astral realm at nighttime and during the daytime, and we work with fairies and we work with other frequencies like ourselves in the quantum, then it lands like this. And the fourth pillar of the fourth pillar is God's plan, source plan. It's understanding that ultimately we are here to serve God, God's greater plan. And a lot of people need to learn how to reconcile their heart with that, because we have been enslaved through that pillar being distorted. This is why Harmonic Ascension is so potent, because you're going to be able to heal ancestral wounds, past life wounds, around being enslaved through religion, around being the witch being burnt at the stake, you know, in front of everyone, being humiliated by your community, you know, being killed by your community, laughed at by your community, ridiculized and criticized by your community. You know, we have been so traumatized by religions and false gurus about what God wants from us, what's proper, not proper. You know, God wants you to never have sex outside of marriage, because otherwise you're going to be very dirty. So if you have any also other sexual preferences, like you better kill yourself or hide it because you're gonna be, God is gonna hate you. God hates you already. You're so dirty. So what's wrong with you? You know, all of these kind of things. So a lot of us, we had to actually repress our soul signature expression because of this inverted matrix plugging that prevented us from living from our harmonic ascension, this unique vessel of light that is there for us to experience our ascension on our own terms. And there it is. The four pillars of the fourth pillar are our everyday life, our community, our dreams, and God's plan. And so when we work with this, when we contemplate this, when we embody this, when we go fully into this inside the portal, we can feel it as I share, and you might feel this around you. You share, you feel this around you. It's like it is a quantum technology that gets activated. And as we continue co-creating with it on a regular basis, for moment to moment, day after day, week after week, years after years, it's like we become a force of nature as intended. We can move mountains. We create new realities. So imagine a movement, the harmonic ascension movement. Imagine when all of us work with this technology and join forces. Imagine the changes that are going to happen in the world. Imagine the changes that are going to happen for you, for your family. It is instant. When you work with me, especially when you come into closer proximity inside the portal, is like it is life-changing. It is ground-shattering. It is opening. It is helping you open yourself to yourself, but also enter a pathway where you can see that your relationship with your family members, with your partners, the way you co-create with your soul mission, with the environment, with humanity, everything is brought into this vortex of exponential growth, spiritual growth, and ascension. And you get to know yourself, you get to refine your understanding of your place in the world and what it is that you're sharing with the world, and how you can refine this and feel safe. Feel safe, feel that God's got your back, feel that you can express yourself and your voice uniquely. So, this is very powerful. I know that you can feel it. Let me know in the comment how you're excited about this. So now I want to share with you what's going to happen inside the Telegram channel because something very good is coming. So the Telegram channel now is Harmonic Ascension. So it is a channel where you're going to receive downloads, rituals, short transmission, and so on. You can listen to it every single day. Okay? I have created a group, which is a parallel group. And I'm going to share the link. And so you can join this group. In that group, what you can do is that you can share your impression, your feedback. And if you have questions, you can ask your questions there. It is not to say that I'm going to spend my time answering all of these questions. This is not, for direct coaching, but I will look at the questions and I will draw from that inspiration for daily shares, right? If you want to have me as your mentor, that's it inside the portal. Okay, this is where you get to have direct access to me, ask your questions, and this is where we can also work in your field energetically. Okay, so Harmonic Ascension Online Temple is going to be so much more dynamic because of this group space. And also to celebrate this and to help all of us activate this technology of ascension, here is what's going to happen. Over the next 21 days, we're gonna have the Harmonic Ascension Challenge. And so this challenge is gonna happen inside the Telegram channel. And this is what I downloaded literally this morning, right? So I haven't been able to even advertise it anywhere because it is this fresh. Yes. And what will happen is that for 21 days, we're gonna work on all of these pillars. So if we think that there are four pillars within four pillars, it is 16 days. But first, we're going to create the foundation. Then we're going to every single day work with a pillar of this ascension. And then at the end, we're going to wrap that up. So what's going to happen? Because I love to encourage and promote devotion. And this is also for the portal student here. You can participate and receive. So when you receive the downloads every single day during this challenge, and when you go into a Telegram group and share and do the homework, because I will say this is the homework for today. Day one homework, day two homework, and you share the homework there, I will notice, ooh, Dawn's very present, Anna's very present, ooh, doing all of the things. All of the people that do all of the homework during 21 days, you are going to join me for a 90 to 2 hours transmission. So 90 minutes to 2 hour transmission, where we're going to do like a potent quantum activation. It's an energetic activation of this technology in your field. And we're going to help by doing some cosmic surgeries around intuitive centers, which is present inside the head space, as well as the heart space and the gut space, womb and gut space. So these three intuitive centers, we're going to do all of these surgeries to help you find greater level of coherence. So you can channel more easily. You can channel your infinite self more easily, your high council of light, your soul mission. It is so much easier to know how to move as a dragon as well. So that transmission will be a gift, simply because you do the homework, simply because you actually choose to go fully in and activate your harmonic ascension technology for yourself, so you can bring this revolution into your own personal life. And all of that is for free. The only thing that you need to do is stay engaged. And so if you miss a day, that's okay, because you can do the homework. Like, let's say you want to do the homework 3 days in a row. Like you listen to the last 3 days, for example, and then you share the homework. But you will need to do the homework for every day. You know, every day I want to see like, oh, wait, yeah. But you can catch up later, okay? So I will share more about, you know, the technicalities and specificities of this epic popping pop-up challenge inside the Telegram channel, as well by email. And I'm going to invite more people to join. So there's going to be a free potent channeled entrance channel activation for the one who show up. Yay! Very excited. And also, you will have the opportunity to invite your community. So when you invite 4 of your community members inside our Harmonic Ascension Telegram channel, you will receive a special gift. Okay, and this special gift is yet to be announced, because I have a few different juicy ideas. I just want to perceive what's going to be the most aligned for everyone. But invite people. It's very easy. You invite them to the Telegram link. And for me to know that, you know, these people were invited by you, you just let them know, hey, send a DM to Sandrine. So let's say you invite 4 people, you say to your friends, once you have joined this group, you will see Sandrine, she's the admin, direct message her. And this is great, because then I can get to have a, you know, direct connection with the new people that you bring in, right? And say, oh, you know, my friend Dawn or my friend Anna, you know, brought me. And so there's like, oh, one person. And there will be a very special gift that will be offered when you invite 4 people inside the Telegram channel. And of course, we invite people that are aligned. We don't need to invite our great grand aunt that has nothing to do with any interest in harmonic ascension. Because these people are people that want to be engaged. They want to do the challenge. They want to learn about harmonic ascension. They are here for it. Okay? Oh, this is very exciting. Let me tune in to perceive if there is anything else that needs to happen. So what I really want for you to really drop into and really feel is that you are going to receive wherever you are at. And the more you actually already move through being engaged, the more you are going to feel the frequencies happening, shifting inside of you. If you join the portal, it happens much faster. It is much easier to be embodied. You have me as your mentor. It's like you have also an incredible community. So many of you are here, guys. It is amazing. It's like so, it is so awesome, right? But if you're not ready for that, maybe it's the Dragon Quest, because the Dragon Quest is next level, and the Dragon Quest helps you like to get momentum going, right? And if you are only able to receive and desiring to receive inside the Telegram channel, it is for you to really be engaged there, you know, to listen to everything that we share every day. You know, I truly spend time every morning tuning in, meditating, walking in silence in nature for the Telegram channel. I don't know if you realize that, how committed and devoted I am to this movement. You know, I literally like I wake up and I think of it. I think of you guys. I fall asleep and I think of it at night. I think about you. I think about, you know, like how can I give to my people? How can I, you know, create a structure that, you know, everybody can receive at the level of engagement that they are ready to receive at, that they desire to receive at. So the more you emoji in the Telegram channel, the more I can receive that, because the Telegram channel, this is like when you send a little emoji, it shows that you have read, it shows that you have listened. And I'm like, yeah, cool, I love it. We nearly have 200 people. And at times I see like 10 emojis and I'm very happy with it. But you know, you can emoji more. I would like that. It'd be so cool. And now that we have the Q&A place, you can also engage there, because I give a lot, and people who are really engaged are also the ones that receive the most, not only through this challenge, but for example, the four people that won the scholarship to the Pantal are people that have been engaged. I knew their names. You know, they had signed up to previous offerings. Some had purchased programs before and online courses before. Some were showing up, like all of them, like showing up in my social media, resharing things, commenting things. This is how we receive. We receive because we give, because we show up. You know, it's like I put a lot of energy into this. So for me to receive from all of the free things, it is receiving through your love. It is receiving through your participation. It makes me excited. It makes me want to give even more. Okay. So if you say, oh, Sandrine, I don't have the money to join the portal, I would love to. How are you showing up to activate receiving? I had 55 people ask for the follow-up scholarship, which was freaking amazing. Like I was in tears reading some of the applications and I felt it so strongly. But the ones who received were the ones who were already giving. They were giving me loving support, attention. They were engaged already. So if you want to increase your abundance, how are you giving? Are you giving back emojis? Are you participating into a challenge? Are you just like, oh, I don't have the money, so I cannot. We receive and give beyond money. This is an energy. Abundance is an energy. I honestly share as abundantly as I can. Okay? I also have this as my full-on purpose, and I live from it. I provide for my children from it. I travel the world to meet my community and up-level for it. I pay my bills from it. I do everything from it. So if I don't receive monetary exchange, I cannot do it. It's as simple as that. I would not have this computer. I would not be able to have the energy to do it. If I cannot receive, you know, exchange in money from everyone, I get it. I was there once upon a time too. Once upon a time, I would binge watch and participate to all of the free things fully because I could not purchase mentors programs. But I have participated so much. I received free mentoring here, a gift there, a lot of free offerings here, and I would stay so engaged that it helped me activate my mission, activate my abundance. And this is how we move as dragon. Money has nothing to do with it, guys. And this is a download that I have there for you to shake you up a little bit into your receiving. How are you showing up to receive? How are you opening up? What are the efforts that you put into your ascension journey that have nothing to do with money? Okay? And then if you have money sitting on a bank account, or if you have money going into, like, I have a friend, like, just like she said, oh, I cannot stop buying clothes and traveling. Like, and I travel and I buy clothes continuously. It's like, where is she investing money in her ascension, in her love life? Nowhere. I stopped drinking, I stopped smoking, I stopped going out, I stopped buying clothes, I stopped doing all of that. And so every single penny, every single dime I had was for my ascension journey. And to this day, all the money that is extra is to invest so I can serve you at the highest. So money sitting or money being spent in a way that is not for you and your ascension is lost money. That's one of the big downloads that I received at Living Brave when I went to Los Angeles, Denver. Now, Shoshana and her husband are a fucking powerful team, and he comes with all the data and the statistics. He was saying that 80% of women have money sitting on their bank account because it is safe. And he explained how it is lost money because we have no return on investment. But when we invest even 10K in ourselves, in our ascension journey, in our soul mission, that get all of that, that 10X'd in within a few months, within a few years, first energetically, and then it ripples through the quantum. And it was like one of the biggest plugging of the inverted matrix system is to make women believe that they cannot spend on themselves. I listened to that. It's like, wow. I've always known this, you know, intuitively, but the numbers make it more real, right? So I'm sharing this with you because the movement that I'm creating is for that. You know, you might have realized by now, if you're not used to my teaching, that I don't cuddle feelings. I poke people, but I do it with loving kindness because I know how powerful you are. And God knows, I know how God has our own back, how the universe is literally doing everything it can to give us, to give, 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 give. The only thing that we need to do is to open up to receive through being the embodiment of bold bravery, unshakable faith, and a touch of crazy. Okay? So you're in good hands with me. You're in good hands with me because I'm doing it. I've done it for a long time and I'm up-leveling very fast and I'm taking you with me, okay? Thank you very much for joining today. I will share the replay. So I want you to, I'm going to link the group so you can find the link of the group. I'm still figuring out like the few things that in Telegram, I'm like, it's a bit sticky, but the group is created. So I'm going to share that. I want you to share a little bit there. I'm going to share more downloads. And tomorrow we're going to start the 21-day challenge. So I'm going to put everything into writing, into an email. I'm going to send that to everyone. Invite your people inside the Harmonic Ascension Telegram online temple. Invite your people, tell them to tell me that you're invited. I'm going to have like a little Excel board. And so you can be receiving so much simply because you show up for yourself. Okay. I love you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all the new people that are part of this community. I'm very grateful to have you. Thank you to all of you, my portal students that are here. Make sure to watch, if you haven't watched the replay of the Fairy Realms yet, because I announce epic things. There's also lots of little rituals that we are doing it right now leading to the equinox. So it's very, very good. Okay, I send you lots of love. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here. We love you. We love you. Thank you. Thank you very much. See you next time. We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.